It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we sit and talk with our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them what they're working on at school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today in the historic Hotel Congress studio is Desi Steenerson. Welcome, Desi.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. What are you doing at the U of A?
I am going to be graduating in the spring, and I will have 2 degrees, one in biomedical engineering, as well as one in molecular and cellular biology.
That's a lot of work.
Yep.
So you've been doing lab work?
Yes, I am working on finding a way to control kinases. Kinases are basically like the traffic signals of a cell. They'll tell the cell when and where to proceed, when and where they should cause cell death, or where they would perhaps have a prolonged life cycle, like in the case of cancer, where cancer doesn't let the cell die, it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. For its own purposes.
Yes. Absolutely.
So kinase is kind of like a crossing guard, like you said, a little safety vest and a stop sign.
Yes.
That flips to go.
Yeah. I don't actually work with kinases themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually working on a way to control them. I'm going to put basically a switch in the kinase, and I'm going to tell it to turn on and off.
This is where you get into the arts and crafts of DNA.
Yes. What I've done is I've taken a specific family of proteins called the BCL2 family.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yes.
Is it a weird family?
It's a family that has a lot of similarities. They're very well studied, and so we've decided to use them for our own purposes. What I've done is I've taken one specific member, and I've mutated him. He no longer binds to any other peptides in that family.
So he's like the estranged uncle?
Yes. And so I'm hoping to find an estranged aunt for him. I'm working on finding the binding partner with something called Phage Display. Phage Display is like a dating app. It's a huge pool of potential binding partners. You're hoping that there's only one out there for you. And you're hoping that it is very obvious. So I wash away anything that doesn't bind, and then I send out a bunch of colonies for sequencing, and I hope that there's one that really stands out as the binding partner. That binding partner is what gets put into a kinase and inserted, and then whenever my mutant comes along, it binds only to that binding partner and turns off the kinase that it's applied to.
When you talk about washing away everything that doesn't bind, they didn't have that magnetic attraction.
Yes.
So this is all about kinase manipulation.
Hopefully I can find something that this switch will only react with each other, because otherwise it's not a very good switch, because anything in the cell can come along and be like, yeah, I want to interact too.
Mm-hmm. You want that soulmate.
Yeah. So it's going to be like a soulmate. It's going to only interact with each other. And then the hope is that any kinase that you want to specifically inhibit, you can apply the binding partner that you found and then introduce the protein whenever you want it to stop working.
So why do we want to be in charge of the kinase?
Kinases are important because if you wanted to study one specific biochemical process, chances are you need to study one specific kinase to see how it interacts with that biochemical process. If you could find a switch, apply it to any kinase, that would be a huge biochemical tool for the science community.
Here's to power tools.
Yeah.
We're just looking for that certain special someone.
Yeah.
Desi, springtime is coming. What are you going to do after you graduate?
I am hoping that I will be able to work in industry and just work for a little bit while I try to find exactly what I want to do for a PhD.
All right. Some professional experience kind of helps inform your life plan.
Yes.
Do you ever listen to music?
My favorite band is probably AJR. They performed at Bonnaroo, and they were the best band I've ever seen. My favorite song is Next Up Forever. It's about like being scared for the next step, and which relevant in this time of my life. They're very creative and adorable, and they love their music. They dance all the time to it. So,
thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.